Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our summary verses of the books of the Bible introduce us to the theme of each book of the Old and New Testament Scriptures, so that we might have a deeper appreciation and understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to our 66 summary verses of the Bible. As we try to summarize the book with one verse, we continue to try to show how this verse really encapsulates all that the book is showing and also reminding us of how it really points to our Savior in everything that we see and do. Joining me today is Pastor Nathaniel Mayhew, and he's taking us through a verse of the Song of Solomon.
So our verse for today for the Song of Songs is chapter 2, verse 4. And this is from the New American Standard Bible. He has brought me to his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. This is probably one of the more difficult books of the Bible. This is a nice verse to summarize what is actually taking place in the Song of Songs. And there are two different titles for this book, Song of Solomon or Song of Songs, the greatest of all of the songs. As you read through this book, it tells a story of this relationship between a man and his bride-to-be. And that's why a lot of people have really struggled with this particular book. You have this love story in the middle of the Bible, and what is that all about? And we can certainly get into talking about marriage and all of those things that are blessings that God gives. But if you understand how the Jews used this book, the book Song of Songs was actually read by the Jews over the Passover. And there was reason that they did that, because for the Jews, they understood that what Solomon was describing here was the love that God had for his people. So we listen to that verse one more time. He has brought me to his banquet hall, and his banner over me is love. As we go through the New Testament and the rest of the Old Testament, we're going to see all kinds of examples of how God describes his relationship with his people using the marriage relationship. And what a blessing it is that God has brought us, his bride, into his banquet hall. This is a picture of heaven through the love that he has shown to us in the person and work of Christ. So as we read through this, I think it's important, yes, we can draw from it examples and things that describe marriage, the relationship between a husband and wife here on earth, but let's not lose sight of the greater picture here, which is Christ's love for his church and how he has revealed that love to us through his own sacrifice on the cross, giving us that gift of that banquet hall of eternal life. You have any thoughts, Neil?
Yeah, I was going to ask you a quick question. What do you think as far as a timeline in history and timeline in Solomon's life that this book was written?
So we're going to date this at about the mid-10th century, so 950 or so BC. Solomon had a reign of about 40 years, and it's hard to know exactly where it dates in there. Usually we date the book of Proverbs early on in the life of Solomon, Ecclesiastes at the end. A lot of people date Song of Solomon sort of in the middle. It could have come a little bit later on too, as he reflected back on those relationships that he had and saw then the picture of that in the perfect relationship with his God, with his Savior. But we don't really know for sure. It's hard to date it.
That's why I asked you, because the point that I want to make about it is that, like you mentioned, that picture of the marriage between Christ and his church, some people might be weirded out when they read that, because it talks about this intimate love between the two. But it's that companionship. It's that intimacy of what the husband was willing to do, lay down his life for his bride, the church, which you see that, like you mentioned, we're going to be going through that in the latter part of Ephesians. We're looking at chapter 5. We'll be seeing that in Revelation when it talks about this banquet that's referred to by Solomon between the Lamb and through his people. And so over and over again, we see this idea of the eternal home that God has prepared for us. And like a newlywed couple where the husband brings the bride home to his house, that's the Lord's picture he's giving to us of bringing his bride, his believers, home to him forever in heaven. And this joy in that is expressed in these songs, this joy of this intimacy that our God, our Creator, our Savior, our Lord Jesus has this type of sacrificial love for his bride, his church, and continues to demonstrate and speak those words of love and shows those words of love to remind them what he has planned for us. So I kind of think of our lives like we're living through the Song of Solomon, where he's talked about this betrothal, and then we can look forward to that final where we get to see our God, our Creator, face to face, and that wedding banquet forever with him in heaven. Not in like a sexual way. It's always important to point that out, but in that intimate way that we would enjoy, like in the Lord's Supper, for example, but now face to face versus faith to sight.
Right. Shall we pray?
Yeah.
Dear Lord Jesus, we rejoice in the picture that you have given to us of your love for us in that marriage relationship, that you have given us the greatest example of a husband for his bride as you have sacrificed yourself on the cross and opened up that door to eternal life for us. We realize that you've sacrificed everything, that you have given that greatest cost, the greatest price, your own life, in order to make us your own for eternity. Help us to reflect that same love back to you, responding to you in love, and to demonstrate that love also to one another as we look forward to that day when you will return and take us to that wonderful promised banquet hall in eternal life with you. We ask this in your saving name. Amen. We invite you to listen for new books each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. We pray that you will be assured that God's word is pure and is more precious than gold.